Danielle's to Burden, November 10, 1909. November 10, 1909, Elder Burden, Loma Linda, California. Dear brother, your letter written October 31st has come to hand. We have given the articles of incorporation which you enclose some study, and I am returning them with our marks. In order to aid you in understanding the changes we suggested by our marks, I will give a brief explanation. In Article 1, we thought it best to strike out the work of Loma Linda, because it is unusual to put the location in the charter name of the institution. In Article 2, we have struck out the words which give to the Board of Trustees power to make bylaws and ordinances. This, we think, should rest on the constituency. We have also eliminated the words that invest the Board of Trustees with power to declare vacant the seat of any trustee. This is a very unusual thing. We understand that the Board of Trustees is amenable to the constituency, and that only the constituency should have power to unseat the trustees. The faculty which is chosen by the Board is amenable to the Board, and therefore any member may be removed by the Board, not so with the trustees. We also suggest that the paragraph dealing with the removal of members of the faculty should be placed in the bylaws instead of the articles of incorporation. We also believe that the clause empowering the Board to fix salaries should be placed in the bylaws. In Section 2 of Article 2, we have struck out the word gospel and retained evangelist for the reason that gospel and evangelist mean the same thing. You may think best to retain the word gospel and strike out evangelist and place there the word missionary. We have also thought best to strike out the latter part of Section 2, because it seems to define the work of the nurses after they have gone into the field. At least a part of that section indicates it, so the brethren thought it would be as well to stop with the word reforms. It appears to us that the one section of Article 4 ought to be rewritten. You state that the first trustee shall be elected to hold office for 2 years, and then go on to state that one half shall be retired at the first election, which we suppose will be in 1 year. We think you can rewrite this and make it plainer. In this same section, we have struck out the words in conformity to the rules, regulations, and discipline of the Seventh-day Adventist denomination. It appears to us that were anyone disposed to put up a fight, they would put you to a lot of trouble to make plain just what the rules, regulations, and discipline of our denomination are. Article 5, we think, should be placed in the bylaws, and it appears to us that it is necessary to make the Board of Trustees of the Walla Walla College a part of the constituency, for the reason that the North Pacific Union Conference includes that, and will probably send all the representatives you could get to go so far. You will see that we have crossed out the provisions for life membership by the payment of money. We do not like this, and in all our recent corporations have eliminated this. These are suggestions we make to you regarding the articles. Of course, they are only suggestions, and you will use your judgment with reference to accepting any or all of them. I will not write more today, as I am about sick and want to get this off by tonight's mail. Your sincere brother, Daniels.